We are learning Maseches Babasra, Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning from the Mishnah on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Hakoinesh Nei Ilonis Pesach Soda Chaveroi. If you buy two trees in the field of your friend, Hareze Loikona Karka. The loch is, they're not Koine Karka. When you buy some trees, if you buy enough trees, it can be called a state Elon, you get the Karka. If you buy three trees, that means you get the Karka because it's a state Elon. But if you buy two ilon and sech sodach averoi, harezeh loy kona karka. You're not koin of the karka, according to the Tanakhama. Rameyah yimer, kona karka. The loch is, they are koin of the karka. So you have a machlekes getting a Mishnah over here. If you buy two trees, you get the karka. So that's possible. See at the end of the Mishnah, three trees, the kuliyama get karka. One tree, you don't get karka. Two trees is machlekes. Tanakhama says, harezeh loy kona karka. Rameyah yimer, kona karka. Zok to Mishnah vayta, higdiloy. Lo yishape, if the tree gets big and the branches are now going over the rest of the guy's property, and now he has things that he's planted there, and the shade is no good for those plants. So the halacha is, you don't have to cut it down, because this is going according to Tanakhama, they don't have karka. Since you don't own karka, and you only bought the trees, so you have a mila here, that the original owner's property is meshubid to your trees. And therefore, he can never tell you to cut down your trees. Because Lamaisa, if you had your own property with your trees, so then you have to keep your trees in your property. Here, you don't own a karka. You don't own any karka. So therefore, but you sold me trees. So obviously, you have meshubid your property to my trees. And therefore, you cannot make me cut down any of the branches. Higdilu lo yishapa. Whatever grows out of the trunk belongs to the Bala Ilon. But if it grows out of the roots, which is in the ground already, the karka belongs to the original owner. So then, Shabala karka belongs to the Bala karka and not to him. So if these trees die, only karka, he has no karka. So that's all the halachas for the Tanakhama of two Ilonas. Two Ilonas, you don't get the karka. And therefore, you have all these halachas. First of all, you deal a lawyer shop, it's a mila, and all the ones are chasar, that minageza, so belongs to the balila. Minash Rashim belongs to the balakarka. And the mesu, if the tree dies, and the karka give nothing. You can't replant the tree, because all you bought is a tree, and no rye in the karka. But if you kana shloisha, if you buy three trees, then halacha is kana karka. Then it's considered a sada ila, and you kana the karka. And we'll see what type of karka on pay bays, after pay bays, we'll see how much karka you kana. So you koine karka, hegdilo yishape. If it grows too big, the branches, and it's going over the bala karka's plants and his tvua that he's planting, you have to cut it. Why? Because now already you have karka. You got to keep yourself in your karka. His karka is not meshuvah to you, so therefore you have to cut your branches. But you have this mila. Anything grows out of the trunk or out of the roots belongs to you. If the tree dies, yes, the karka. He can replant it. He has karka. So that is the very clear halach of our Mishnayis, of our Mishnah, that the depends if it's koine karka or not, these are nafkaminas. And we're saying two ilonas is not koine karka, three ilonas are koine karka. Rameo holds even two ilonas are koine karka. But Rameo agree. What? So the Gemara on Pebez will say, first of all, you koine the karka under the tree. Number two, you koine the karka in between the three trees. And number three, you koine the kamaloi oilo oiroi v'sarloi, which means you also get the room to harvest the tree around the tree. Yeah, nice amount of land around the tree. So that's mechalikas exactly. If you get kamaloi oiroi v'sarloi, that'd be a sugya on daf pei beis. But you get everything between the three trees. If you look at your local art school on daf pei beis, it has a picture there of what you're kind of exactly. Looks like a fidget spinner. So that's what you're kind of between the three trees there. It would probably be printed on the bottom of pay base on Aleph or the pay base on base. So,
the Babasan that next door to you, he has another locate next to you.
I don't know what does it do with it. If he owns his own car, okay. Happen, yeah. Huh?
You sold him one field, right. You sold me trees.
Okay, and three trees?
Yeah.
Then you own your field, you own the property.
His field starts further. No. His field is next to my trees.
So you can't sell the trees. The trees go with the karka then. The only thing that wasn't included was Sadin HaShikma. If you sell his property with trees, then the trees are included. That's what Mishnah says before. Besides a boxer tree or a Sadin HaShikma, a sycamore tree, every other tree is included in the sale. So I'm not sure the case. But like upon him, this is the halacha. You're getting into maybe Ayin Yafa, Ayin Ra, we're not going to get into that now, but I will tell you that according to the Rashbam, he holds that according to Rabbi Kiva, two ilanos you get karka. If I sell you two ilanos, you do get karka. That's the sheet of Rabbi Kiva according to the Rashbam. Maybe we'll come into the sugya and daf pei beis. We'll handle it then. So to Gemara. Not awesome. We learned in the Mishnah. Hakoina shnei ilanos b'seichus shachaveira. If someone buys two trees from his friend, and now it comes the new year, there's new fruits. The halacha is when you have fruits from your tree, you got to bring bikurim. From any shivas haminim, actually, you have to bring bikurim. So here, you bought two ilanos of Shachaveira, right? Could you bring a bikurim? So the Tanakhama says, maybe Vene Kairi. You bring a bikurim, but you don't read the parasha. Why not? Because you don't own karka. And it says in the Pasuk, Pri ha domba shana satli. When you say the vidui of bikurim, it says, Ata hine evasius racious pri ha domba shana satli. Pri ha domba, the payers of the land. And you don't have land. Therefore, maybe Vene Kairi. And Shah says, why maybe? That's the only question. So the chayr, it's a myth in the pasuk. There's no din bikurim. You have to why bring bikurim in the chayr. Then we'll talk about that. So that's the halacha. You buy two ilanos, maybe in the chayr. Rameya imer, maybe chayr. Rameya says you bring and you read the parasha. Why? Because Rameya holds you kind of karka. That would be the pastus. So Amar Rav Yudam Shmuel. No, I want to tie in. Rameya is saying something more than the shita. Mechayev hoy Rameya af lekeach peris minashok. That Rameya holds Yichayev Bikurim, even if you buy Paris in your local marketplace. You buy Paris there, you also Chayev in Bikurim. Memai, Mirtoni Mishnah Yaseiro, Mechti. This Mishnah in Bikurim is extra, Mechti. Toni Lei, the Yeshle Karka. It says in our Mishnah, Yeshle Karka. So Pshita, maybe Yikari, I understand that maybe Yikari. Why do you have to tell me this halacha in Bikurim? That maybe Yikari. Mishnah Tanakam, but the Chiddush is that you maybe Vayne Yikari, the whole maybe is a Chiddush. But Rameya, like, what's he teaching us? We know he owns karka, maybe karka. What's the chiddush? It must be of shvami no mechayev rameya aplekeach peris minashok. It must be that's Rehu the Mishnah wants to taina that rameya was mechayev even by lekeach peris minashok. Now, when you buy peris minashok, how do you know if it's bikurim? How do you know if it's the first fruits? So the Ritva has the kasha, and the Ritva says if you look at Rashi, Rashi answers the question. So let's look at Rashi. Rashi says, Mechayev lohavi bikurim belekeach the different maschel mechayev. That's the Rashi. Lohavi bikurim belekeach peres shebe ilon. But oisa shebikra tchila koyshav again leider shem avakarasi. He says Rashi's meduyik that says you didn't just go stam to the shuk and bought it off the shelf. You bought peres alone from a tree and you saw the tree. You knew this was the first peres on the tree and those are the ones you bought. Then yichayev and bikurim. That's how. Yeah, what happened? And he knew this was the first one. That's what the Ritva instead, that's Rashi trying to say. The Ritva is not sad that at this point in the Gemara, Rameya wouldn't hold of the whole lach that has to be the first one. Pukurim is anything from the crop you could bring. That's why that's not sad the Ritva answers. That if you're a Rameya, that's for your Rabbana. Then that Kairachal of Gemi, Kaisha about Gemi is according to the Rabbana that says you have to tie some red string to remember which was the first. But according to Rameya, maybe not, that'll be a challenge right now. So right now, Rabbi Yudah Mishmuel comes with a big chiddush. Says that Rameya, because the Mishnah Yaseir, which is a sure Mishnah Yaseir, it's a lot of times Mishnah, it's two different Masechtas, so we'll tell you the Shita, but the Gemara holds the Mishnah Yaseir. And because of that, he holds that Rameya will be Mechayiv Bikurim in any case. Very thing, Gemara, how can you say that Yechayiv Bikurim Alekeach Menashok, when you're buying the marketplace, it says when you bring it from your land, it sounds like you're bringing it from your own land, the Gemara answers, Ahula Mute Chutzlaretz. That's coming to Lafuke, Chutzalards, that has to be from Eretz Yisrael crap. But if you buy from Chutzalards in the Shuk, then Avadi don't bring Bikurim. That's the Zashatavim Eretz Yisrael. Vokziv Ad Moscha, Ayat says Ad Moscha, and actually says Ad Moscha twice in the Torah. So the Mar answer, Lamute Ad Mazakum, it's coming to Lafuke Ad Mazakum, that if you buy from a guy, there's no Chiv Bikurim, and the Rashbam says, and also coming to Lafuke, if you buy from a Ger, you also won't be Mevi Vikairei. Because he can't say that it's Adama Shana Satli. So if you bought it from a ger, also not, God Mascha. There's the pasuk we used before that someone has no karka. It says, that means the Yavli Zuzi is Avnibu. You gave me money to buy it. That's what it means. So right now, the Gemara has been Mechadish, the Chiddush Ramei holds a Chayav Bikur in many cases. Most of Rabba, Rabba's a Kasha. I'm going to slug up your whole shot. Most of Rabba. Hakoina Ilan Echa Vasev Shechaveri. Someone buys one tree in the property of your friend. So if you're a mayor, you should be chayav bikurim also, because Ramei holds you don't need, we fear what you said, it's only to do with going in karka, you're always chayav. But it says over here, maybe being a kairi, you bring it, you don't read. You're not kind of karka. Divr hameyer. Ramez is klar. You have to be kind of karka. So pshat before mechayiv hameyer was because you are kind of karka. Tiyufta. It's taka a kasha on Rav Yehuda Meshmul and slugged up. And vader hameyer is a shitasa. And it's not called mishni yisera because the ma'isa. It's very normal for two mesechlis to say it over. I all those psukim that we brought. So the Rasham says. No, at Moscha, and all these psukim. So he says that the Gemara, the Sefri and Mesechus Bikurim, the Gemara enters there, the must be the Shami, answers there the answer to those questions. Answers the no, because like we said, Asha Tavi Ma'atzcha is coming to Fuke Chushlaritz, at Moscha is going to Fuke Adam's Akum. No, if I care, you don't need those miyutim anymore. If it has to be your karka, so of course it can't be the Akum's karka. It has to be your karka coming in now. The only time you chayv karka. So I need a pasuk. Of course the guy is part of karka now, because tomorrow you. So why do you need that pasuk at Moscha? He says, ayin sham for the drashas. So the bottom line is, coming avada to be chayv bikurim, you have to own karka, and it's that machlokes, but maybe vikari, it's totally machlokes from man or bottom if you have karka. And the Bryson says clearly that if you have one ilon, then the kuli alma, it's no karka. And what's the lacha? Maybe v'ena kairi. Same kash you can have the rabbanon. Why you're bringing b'chal v'kurim? It should be ain't a maybe v'ena kairi. It should be nothing. But the Gemara will ask, well, why are you bringing v'kurim by one tree? Same kash you have by two trees. If you're rabbanon, why are you bringing? Just if you can't read, it means it's a miyat. It's excluded from the pasuk. So why are you bringing? The Gemara will ask those kashes on right momentarily right now on Amavez.